are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, a lot of us are trying to lose weight, and remember I taught you about keeping the thermostat kind of cool? Right, we talked about this about, I don't know, maybe it was 6 months ago, how your body has to work to try to keep yourself warm. And, by the way, keeping the thermostat a little bit on the cold side in your house also helps fight infection and keep certain infections from brewing. Well, again, another study has come out saying that you can lose weight easier when it's colder. So we'll talk about that just in case you want to turn down the thermostat in your home. Speaking of homes, they say that a lot of these little energy efficient measures that we do, right, to try to be more green could actually be increasing our risk of lung cancer. We'll tell you why. It's pretty scary stuff. Scientists have found new genes linked to belly fat. So for those of us starting to get a spare tire or who've had a spare tire for a while and want to get rid of it by lipo, there's some genes to it. So we'll talk about how smacking our parents upside the head may actually make us feel better. Then we have a young couple who unfortunately died due to carbon monoxide poisoning when they were hanging out in their car, running car in a shut garage. People, witnesses thought that they went in there to do some hanky-panky. Unfortunately, had been found dead from carbon monoxide poisoning. Just a reminder how we need to be careful. I don't even really want to talk about the whole Justin Bieber thing. I'm actually depressed about the Justin Bieber issue. I guess his parents were somehow involved and enabling him. And I find out that I am older than Justin Bieber's parents. Okay, so I got a big problem with that. We got the world's oldest cancer to talk about, and they found that it arose from a dog about 11,000 years ago, and it was a genital tumor. So for those of you who like to play Trivial Pursuit, and one of you likes to throw out a question, where was the oldest tumor, right? Who had it? A dog's genitals are the answer. As you can see, we got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I was racing to get to work early, and my husband was listening to one of the local shows we listen to in town. It's called Mark and Mercedes. It's one of the morning shows on 94.1, and a fun show. And as I was prepping my show, he comes in, and he goes, oh, my gosh, did you hear about this opera singer story I heard on Mark and Mercedes? And, you know, I was actually just pulling it up. This is kind of interesting. And it's nothing to joke about, but, of course, it's bringing a lot of giggles when it shouldn't. There's an opera singer who is suing because she claims that an episiotomy is now causing her to be flatulent and incontinent, and it's threatening her career. So I guess she's claiming her episiotomy, the cut that we make vaginally, is making her fart when she hits the high note. Now, I don't sing opera. I love opera. It's one of the very few genres I can't sing. I know some of you are like, Dahlia, you can't sing anything. I go, yeah, but I mean, I sing opera the worst. I can't do that, okay? Now, I don't understand why she's blaming the episiotomy because, you know, trying to hit that high note, you really need to clench some muscles. Yeah, I told you guys, I had my little hernia surgery. I had a little umbilical hernia surgery a while back. It was on a Saturday. It was on a, what was it? I think it was on a Friday. And so on a Saturday, I did my Saturday show because I felt I could. And I didn't realize how many abdominal muscles you use to talk. And, I mean, I use my arms and I, you know, twist in my chair. So I'm a very movable type of radio host. Very, very moving. No, it's not hyperactive. I just move a lot. And so you use your abdominal muscles. So it makes sense that if an opera singer sang opera, she would just naturally fart. But I guess she is suing, I believe, the hospital. The couple lives in Cincinnati. They claim a nurse midwife at Blanchfield Army Community Hospital at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, caused her injuries during the birth of her son back in February 2012. The nurse performed an episiotomy to enlarge the birth opening. You know, when the baby's head is coming and we think that you're going to tear because the opening isn't big enough, we do a little posterior cut to kind of help the baby's head comes out. It helps, and then we kind of sew it up. Unfortunately, you know, you could still tear even with an episiotomy. I didn't do a lot of episiotomies. I just kept working that head through until I could get it out. And, you know, if I had to do an episiotomy, I would. And luckily, we never had an issue, because sometimes you could get these fourth-degree tears that go into the rectum. And anyway, apparently she says she is unable to work as a professional singer as a result of incontinence and excessive gas. Laura Boyd, a spokeswoman for the hospital, said in an email that the Army has not had a chance to review the complaint and that it would be inappropriate to comment on the pending lawsuit. I think just the whole subject is inappropriate, talking about farts and incontinence, etc. Now, apparently, the opera singer cannot perform until the injury is repaired by surgery. The couple have delayed the surgery until they decide whether or not to have more children. Now, she is a mezzo-soprano. I don't really know. Her name is Amy Herbst. I don't know what the difference between a mezzo-soprano is. It's kind of like summa cum laude, right? You know, like when you graduate college, you have summa and magna. I was just cum laude because, you know, I know. I should have been summa. Sorry. So mezzo-soprano to me thinks, you know, mezzanine level. If you go to, I believe, Smith Center or one of these places and they say there's a mezzanine level, I think mezzanine means like high. So my guess is this is like an award she got for being a soprano. I know some of the opera singers are like, Dahlia, you don't know what you're talking about. Hey, I'm a doctor. I don't have to know about opera. You know, I told you the music I dig. I really, really dig Barbershop Quartet. I love 50s music. I love the blues. And I love gospel. I love gospel. I will sing that, I mean, as days long. I love that. So, just never really done the soprano thing. The couple is seeking $2.5 million in damages and costs, which probably equates to about $600,000 per millimeter episiotomy. Don't go away. We'll break back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. I know we got so many men back there. There's just raining men. Hallelujah. I'm excited. Lots of men running around here. All right. Excited for the weekend. No football this weekend, though. All right, you know, we're getting ready for the Super Bowl. I will look at the NFL injury report and give you guys my guess, whether it's going to be the Broncos or the Seahawks. Please keep in mind, whoever I choose, okay, based on my medical calculations to win, has nothing to do with the team I'm behind. Remember, my teams are the Cowboys, the Cardinals, and the Raiders. And they all really blew it kind of this year. So I really don't have any love for either team. They're great teams. The Broncos and the Seahawks both are good teams. So I'm basically going to be rooting for the team that I decide is going to have a medical chance in hell to win. So we'll take a look at the NFL injury report just in case anybody injures themselves between the divisional playoffs and then the playoffs. And then now, keep in mind the Broncos, right, had the most groin injuries Did they do, or the Patriots? The Patriots have the most groin injuries. So this is going to be really tough because I'm going to have to dissect everybody's groin to figure out what to choose. But I'll let you guys know. It's going to be a lot of fun. I actually have to be in Lake Tahoe for a Nevada Academy of Family Physicians meeting. I'm pretty excited about that. You know, a bunch of family docs. Family docs are cool. You know, a lot of people think, oh, a bunch of doctors get together. It's kind of boring and they're all geeks. You don't understand. We are the family docs. Doctors, okay? The family doctors are some of the coolest cats around. And I told you guys, you know, in medical school, there was 53 people in my class up in Reno. When I did my last year at UCLA, the class size was much bigger, but you were doing rotation, so you didn't have to sit in class with everybody. But I got to tell you, man, when I went to Reno, and I went to Reno Medical School from 1993 to 1997, and, yeah, the Cranberries had some big hits. That Love Shack song was played a lot. A lot of Roxanne, I think. I don't really remember else what happened in the 90s. Maybe Celine Dion had it. Oh, yeah, Celine Dion had that Power of Love hit song, I think. Okay, that's all I really remember from the 90s because I was studying. Okay, I wasn't drinking like people think. I was studying. Okay, I had to, you know, dissect cadavers. But in the class of 53, and I think the class size is bigger, I'm going to be trying to sneak a peek. If anybody's up there in Reno that can let me into the medical school over the weekend, I'd love to sneak a peek. But, you had the very, very brainiac, very, I don't know what you would call them, you know, I know they weren't geeks. I mean, they were smart. They were, you know, up in the front of the class, the front row. And these guys would always be there first. They would, you know, rush and scramble to be in the front. And I never really saw this happen because I always came late. Then the middle section were your surgeons. And they would spread out, put their arms out and cover a couple seats. And just kind of, you know, with all the confidence and the straight back and the muscles and all that, be kind of like, yeah, this is my row. All right, so you kind of let them do their thing there. This was the second year classroom, which was an auditorium much bigger than the first year classroom. Then you had the back row. And the back row had me, okay, my friend Jeff Litzinger, Mark Spencer, Matt Grinzel, and a bunch of us were kicking it in the back. And we later went to family medicine and pediatric nephrology, I think Matt went into, pediatric psychiatry, Jeff, and we were the ones in the back, and we were the cool ones. We were the ones that were giggling, we had a lot of fun, we could see the humor of things, yeah, and we did well, we really did well. Yeah, we had to do study groups, we had to really, really huddle together in the cold, right, cadaver lab, and figure out what we were doing. And we, you know, we had a good time. It was funny because sometimes some of the, even the cool surgeon types would kind of go a row back and a row back just to kind of hear kind of some of the stuff we were doing. We had some fun. And I told you guys some of the stories we did. Okay, but, you know, keep in mind, okay, you know, I didn't get A's in medical school. I got an A in neurology. I got an A in nutrition. I know. You saw me on More TV, right, talking about how I need Spanx. Yeah, I was on More Fox 5 TV this week and talking about Spanx. But believe it or not, I got an A in nutrition. I did really, really well in anatomy. Yeah, because I male anatomy. But I think overall, I averaged, I think, a B+. My STD report and my STD presentation in medical school, I got a B+. I told you guys about that. That was great. I know I should have, with my experience, you think, no, I honestly, I really have never had an STD. So no, I that's probably why I got a B+. I believe if I really, really had the clap once or really, really felt a herpes outbreak, I'm sure I would have done better. Unfortunately, I never caught anything, you know. I was overall a pretty good girl. But anyway, so a bunch of us in the back of the class, we definitely have had more fun. So these are the types of people that are going to be at this meeting up in Lake Tahoe. I'm only doing an overnighter because I got to work and do a show on Monday. But don't think we're geeks, okay? We're pretty cool. But if you are going to interview a doctor, And, you know, they don't go to, you know, Harvard or UCLA where everybody has to sit there and be quiet and hands folded nicely. But, you know, they went to a medical school that's a lot more practical. You know, we learned a lot of like MacGyver type medicine, wilderness medicine. It was really cool stuff. You know, we really kind of were in the trenches because there was a shortage of doctors. And so as medical students, I was delivering babies as a medical student. I told you guys about this. UNR School of Medicine, probably one of the best medical schools out there ever. And the reason why is because you got thrown in and you had to do so much and no patient died. None of us in our class killed a patient. We were so phenomenally trained, and I had already delivered babies. I had already done hysterectomies. Now, mind you, my senior year of medical school, I had dated everybody in Reno, and I couldn't find a husband. Well, Corey, my soon-to-be husband, was living in California, and I'm like, you know what, maybe I could hook him. So I go to my dean, and I said, look, you know, I think I found somebody I could marry. So, you know, he tells the secretary to hold all calls. He goes, please, for the love of the Lord, tell us, you know, just tell me what you need. And I go, I need to do my last year at UCLA if they'll accept me. So I did my last year at UCLA, and UCLA was phenomenal, too. I mean, it's breathtaking to see how that medical school and that and the UCLA hospital works. But it was very interesting. I was in my head and neck rotation, and some of you guys heard the story before. This is Dr. Dahlia, by the way. Yeah, no, not Dr. Oz. I know my voice is low. Dr. Dahlia. And I was in my head and neck surgery rotation at UCLA. Phenomenal. Oh, my gosh. UCLA head and neck. Absolutely phenomenal. So, you know, when you trained at UNR, you got snapped at and yelled at if you didn't jump in. I mean, there were some hardcore doctors that really beat you up pretty badly, verbally. And I even had instruments thrown at me and somebody stabbed me with one of the instruments. I mean, it was pretty rough back then, and things have changed since then because of that. It was called the Dahlia Law, but it never really got published or enacted. But now everybody treats the medical students nicer because they made me cry. Yeah, I cried. I've cried on air before. You guys have heard me cry. Yeah, I've cried before. Remember when my ratings came out last month? Yeah. And so anyway, so now I'm in head and neck surgery, and I was so paranoid of getting yelled at that when it was time to sew in the drain, I'm like, I got the drain, and I jumped right on it because you would get in trouble if you didn't jump right on it before as a medical student. Well, at UCLA in this OR, everybody got quiet, and the doctor looked at me and he said, oh, no, you don't. Medical students don't do that. And I go, oh, okay, I thought I was going to get in trouble if I, okay, you know, fine. And he's like, you know how to sew in a drain? I'm like, well, yeah, it's a drain. Yeah, it's not like an episiotomy. I mean, I could do this, right, without farting. And he said, okay, well, and he said, no, you know, we got this. But, you know, the anesthesiologist would go, sorry, medical students just don't do that. That's once you're a resident. Because I was a fourth year doing a sub-I. So I'm like, wow. So, you know, but what I did notice with UCLA is, boy, did they at the medical school level really know their articles from New England Journal of Medicine, JAMA, et cetera. So whereas from UNR, we were already delivering babies and a lot of hands-on, which was cool for me, who was really interested in surgery and family medicine, UCLA had really, really emphasized the memorizing of the patient's case, the memorizing of the article, the resources, etc. So both schools are phenomenal, but you see different takes on things, much different takes. And so that's why I'm really, really grateful I got the experience I got from both schools. But if I had to, you know, one of my sons, Brock, you know, is thinking about going to medical school. You know, if he asked me what's my first choice, it was definitely UNR. I loved the fact that I got my hands dirty. You know, for a family practice intern to deliver twin breech by herself and both babies made it, that's exciting. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, I usually don't ask you guys for too much help, but I'm really frustrated. You know, when I work out, I have Candy Crush playing, you know, so while I'm doing my step up or my cool down, I just sit there and I play because, you know, sometimes I get bored with what's on the television. And I'm really, really stuck on this one Candy Crush. I don't need you guys to email me anything through Facebook, but it says one Candy Crush. This is really, really weird. I don't know what level it is. but it's where it's on the side. Oh, it's level 70. Where on the side, there's like just maybe like 12 cubes, and then they immediately get sucked up by chocolate, or 16 cubes. And I have not been able to win this one yet because the chocolate keeps coming. If you guys know any strategy, I have probably done this 70 times and I can't move on. So just email me at drdahlia.com. I understand my website is supposed to be for medical, you know, purposes and medical information and to help you guys, but this is kind of ridiculous because I can't be stuck and waste all this time on a stupid phone video game. And I'm not addicted to it. It's just, it really helps me with my workout. And I've been losing weight and I'm on a roll. And I just don't know what the hell to do. So please help me out with that one. Okay, please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. One of my patients yesterday asked me about Medicaid. And if she sells her home, or if somebody sells their home, does the money go to the state if you're on Medicaid? Now, I am a little kind of confused about how it works with Medicaid, because you would think if you sold your home, now you would have assets. And then if you have assets, that could then hurt you from applying for Medicaid. I haven't been able to talk to any attorneys about this to, you know, determine what really happens. But from what I understand with Medicaid is if you're on Medicaid and you've been taking government aid. Now, I don't know if this also includes welfare. If you die, the assets will probably go to the state and not the children. Now, you know, my patient had brought this up saying a lot of people don't know about this. This is kind of one of these, you know, best kept secrets out there. And so I from what I understand, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, then if you're on Medicaid and you pass away, unfortunately, the assets won't go to family. They'll go to the state because you had government aid. From what I understand, if you are alive while you sell the house, that money you keep while you're alive, it's just, it has to be factored in to your assets. And so you may not qualify for Medicaid that next quarter or year. So, you know, this is something I'm going to investigate. If any of you guys have any more information on this, I'd like to know. But if people don't know that about, you know, Medicaid and how, you know, they may think that whatever they can will to their children may have to go to the state first, that's something that, you know, needs to be known, you know, before people apply, you know, for Medicaid. Of course, you know, many emails I've received have been very, very, you know, concerned about how we're going to pay for all this. Some people who have been able to benefit from the subsidies, I'm happy for you. I really, really am. Because I know this health insurance is really, really expensive. But a lot of us are a little bit shocked at how much money is going per person. And it just makes me a little nervous that we won't be able to pay for this. I think it made me really, really nervous years ago, but I think I'm now numb to it all. You know, I've been complaining and griping about Obamacare and what it's going to do to our economy and what it's going to do to our healthcare system for years that I at this point, like I said, I'm only now at the little nervous. I was scared to death years ago. Now I'm just so numb. You know, it's kind of like The Walking Dead. You know how you watch The Walking Dead and there's still zombies coming at them and they're already like a year into it and they don't look like they're running around scared, right? Because they've been kind of living with this for a year. That's kind of how I feel. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This Justin Bieber thing, I am nervous about Justin Bieber. And the reason why is I think this kid is only 19 years old. And from what I understand, he was pulled over for a DUI with alcohol, marijuana, prescription drugs, doing some sort of drag racing in his Lamborghini, was it? Right? And his father, allegedly, who's only 38 years old, Jeremy Bieber, helped block off the road for his son to drag race. I wonder how that conversation went. Dad, I want a drag race. But son, no, Dad. All right. The dad of Justin Bieber is younger than me, younger than a lot of us. Does that depress you or what? From what I understand, I think the mother allegedly gave him Xanax. So here you have a 19-year-old on Xanax, and alcohol and drag racing. And I get nervous. You know, how long can this kid live? I mean, this is some pretty scary behavior. So whenever you see somebody like this as a doctor, I mean, you want to get them some help. You want to intervene. But the other thing that really bothers me is kids idolize him. I don't think I've ever listened to a Justin Bieber song. The only reason why I even know about Justin Bieber is because you hear a lot of jokes. People say that he looks like Miley Cyrus. And you hear, or Miley Cyrus looks like him. And my little girl patience always talk about Justin Bieber. I mean, here I am, you know, I'll make a comment making fun of him, and these little girl patients, right, that come in with their mom or dad, they look at me with horror that I'm saying something bad about Justin Bieber. So then you have somebody now that has the honor of being a role model to many people, and what does he do? He does this. You know, like Britney Spears, people were really excited about Britney Spears. Girls loved her, and then Britney Spears went through her thing. Now she's made a comeback. Okay? And good for her. Robert Downey Jr. made an amazing comeback, so everybody can make comebacks. But I don't want our kids to see their idols over and over and over again just fall victim to drugs, alcohol, prescription drugs, and stupid behavior. Where are our idols? Well, Dr. Dahlia, our athletes. They could go and idolize athletes like Lance Armstrong. No, not anymore. Well, Lance Armstrong isn't an idol. What about A-Rod? Well, no. But you know what? Let's not idolize athletes. Let's idolize our leaders, our world leaders, our state leaders, our country's leaders. Let's idolize, who? Who are we idolizing right now? I mean, think about it. Who do we have right now? I'm sure there are some people out there that are gifted, and there are people right now, like, you know, like the Pope. I really like the Pope. Okay. But, you know, that's not what these little girls and these kids are picking. They're picking Miley Cyrus. They're picking Justin Bieber. You know, they're choosing these people. This is who they want to emulate. They want to dress like. They want their hair like. They want to sing like. And it frustrates me. All right, because I don't know, are we now in Generation Z? Is that what they're calling it, Generation Z? I'm a little worried about this generation. Now, another thing that worries me is I guess the birth rate has hit an all-time low. Our birth rate keeps dropping since 2008. We have less and less people giving birth. Now, mind you, this always happens in a recession. So whenever you're in a recession, people decide to close their legs. I do. I mean, I don't think my knees have ever been bolted that much in my marriage since, you know, the recession because, you know, I'm afraid of getting pregnant. And I understand, I should be a loving wife, and I am still a loving wife, but I'm saying, you know, I am even fearing the risk of getting pregnant during a recession. Because you just, you know, trying to have a baby, afford a baby, and then not to mention not even having health insurance for the baby. It's some pretty scary stuff. So if the birth rate has dropped to the degree that we're being told it has, and the baby boomers are the biggest group, and then you have us kind of middle-aged type, right? And then you have the youth, and there's less and less youth. All right? Who's going to take care of whom? There was a little bit of a boom in 2000. Remember, everybody wanted to have a millennium baby? We did. We had a February 26th, 2000 baby. But then it started to cut off with the recession. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel.
Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Facebook at The Dr. Dahlia Show and on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia. Remember, we have an iPhone app and an Android app, and we should be live on iHeart any minute now, from what I'm understanding. So go to iHeart, look up Dr. Dahlia, and please contact us if there's any issues that you see with our iHeart feed. We're really excited about that. All right, so Dutch researchers say that if you want to lose weight, you need to cool down the temperature in your home. They say an optimum temperature of 19 degrees Celsius, which I believe is roughly about 65, 66 degrees Fahrenheit, all right, should be enough. They say energy increases were in the order of 6% in mild cold, and in the long term, that can make enough of a difference where you could lose weight. Now, for me, I can't stand air conditioning, not only the cost, but I just can't stand feeling the blow of air unless I'm hot. And my husband is always hotter than I am, and so my husband is hot. Mm-hmm. He's my lady, though. He's all mine. And so I come home and I flip on the fireplace switch, right? We don't have like a regular fireplace in Las Vegas. There's a little baby switch, like a light switch that we hit on. The kids, when they were kids, you know, they just love flipping it on and off. The cat would be like, what the hell is this? We're like, it's our fireplace. So I come home and I flip the fireplace switch and I stand there and warm up, and so do the cats and so do the dogs, and I just warm up and go and I take a hot shower. But if your house is roughly about 66 degrees Fahrenheit, you could actually burn more calories. They say among young and middle-aged people, non-shivering heat production in response to feeling cold could account for up to 30% of the body's energy budget. This is according to business-standard.com. They say this means that the lower temperatures can significantly increase the number of calories burned up instead of being stored as fat. One research group in Japan had shown a decrease in body fat after volunteers spent 2 hours a day at 17 degrees Celsius. Let me figure that one out. Let me calculate that. 17 degrees Celsius is about 62.6 degrees for 6 weeks at a time. So 2 hours a day at 62.6 degrees. I mean, it's interesting because we're doing Bikram yoga. Many of us go to the sauna at the gym to sweat it out. Now, mind you, sweating causes calorie expenditure. So those of you that do that, you're losing weight. But what if we should be sitting in a cold room, 62 degrees. And remember, you know, the type of fat we need to burn is some of the way we burn that we don't even realize we're burning. Some of this ATP use that we do when we sleep or because of our muscle. You know, when people have, you know, bigger metabolisms, as we like to call it, where they seem to be able to eat more and not get as fat as the rest of us, it's because there's something else going on. They have a higher metabolism rate. They're able to burn more. Well, you know, why is that? Is it genes? Is it their muscle mass? Is it what they eat, how they eat? Or is it that, you know, they keep it at a cold temperature? Now, okay, if you told me I could lose 20 pounds by keeping it cold, fine. I'll pay the air conditioning bill. I mean, I pay my bills anyway. I just don't like doing it. Okay, so weight loss better in colder weather. Now, speaking of fat, they say here researchers have identified, oh man, there's a stupid pop-up. Where's the X for the pop-up? Oh, isn't that illegal to have a pop-up with no X? Okay, who is doing this? It doesn't even say the name of the company. Oh boy. Oh, that's ridiculous. Okay, anyway, I can't read the article. I got this stupid pop-up with no X. Oh, I am mad. I can't get rid of the stupid pop-up. Okay, you know what? Okay, you know what? Well, anyway, it wasn't that exciting a story. Some scientists found some genes linked to belly fat. Apparently, I think it's called the SHC1. It's very active in fat tissue. All right, so for those of us with abdominal fat, if it's because of our parents, we could, take it up with them. I am just, it's Premarin. Are you kidding me? Premarin. How dare you? You know how much Premarin I prescribed in the olden days, and now you're screwing me over with a pop-up? Oh, I'm tipped. Okay, let's move on. Energy efficiency measures in homes may lead to higher risk of lung cancer, according to Fox News. Now, I got to get through this quickly before another pop-up comes and ruins it. I don't think Fox gets the bad pop-ups. They say when you seal up houses to improve energy efficiency, what could that be doing? It's a trap radon inside. Now, remember we talked about radon gas? Radon gas could lead to a higher risk of lung cancer. All right. Now, most of the guidelines have suggested to install ventilation systems because we want to reduce heat loss from your homes, reduce air conditioning loss. It saves money. Energy efficient, right? Draft strips along door frames, reduce air exchange, etc. But they say even if you cover up these trickle vents, all right, you can start to retain some of the radon. Now, radon is produced from soil and water. It's from naturally occurring uranium. Okay? And it has been found to increase the risk of lung cancer. I think also bladder cancer. The EPA estimates radon contributes to about 21,000 lung cancer deaths a year. It's worse in people who smoke. So, they say increasing air tightness without taking any other measures would increase indoor radon levels by an average of more than 50%. That would mean the number of homes above the radon action level could increase from 0.6% to 2%, exposing to an extra 750,000 people in these homes. Now, I know some of you are not thinking when you wake up in the morning, am I getting exposed to radon and getting lung cancer from this? But, you know, for those of you that aren't smokers, that have been told, okay, there's something kooky going on with your lungs, or you've had a family member like we have who was a non-smoker that ended up dying of lung cancer, you just wonder, you know, could it have been radon? So, just something to kind of keep, keep aware of. I believe there are radon testers. From what we understand, only 30% of homes in the U.S. have been tested. I don't think we've tested our house. The problem with us is there's so much gas in our house with all the animals in it, you know, and the kids, et cetera, that we just, I mean, I'm kind of afraid for somebody to go, you got the methane, you got the sulfur. I'm a little embarrassed. Okay. Next, the FDA is going to now revise nutrition labels so it has the calories in big letters. All right. Apparently, they want the number of calories to be much more prominent with the added amount of sugar and the percentage of whole wheat. So these labels now, I don't know how expensive that's going to be and how much now these products are going to rise because they have to pass the cost on to us, but they're going to be redoing the food labels. Now, mind you, I do like bigger fonts. Now that I need reading glasses and I have to increase the font on my phone, I am a big fan of bigger fonts. So if they are going to be making new labels, fine by me. It's just I know the price is going to be transferred to us. They say the Nutrition Facts label, you know, it's only 20 years old. Isn't that funny? The nutrition label, think about it. Something from the 60s and 70s didn't really have, even the 80s didn't have nutrition labels. I remember nutrition labels started roughly, I thought it was in the late 80s, but they say the nutrition label now is 20 years old. Okay, it was the agency back in the early 90s when they introduced the label at the behest of Congress. All right, that was when, you know, Congress kind of was able to work together a little bit better than they do now. The FDA has sent guidelines for the new labels to the White House. Okay, let's not get the government any more involved than they are, please. Okay, Obamacare is a perfect example of this. Just please keep them out. All right, speaking of increased fonts, if you guys don't know how to increase your font, my radio sister Heidi Harris had taught me how to do it. I have to remember, I think she did it for me. She went into settings, and it probably had to do something with the screen. But for those of you that have trouble reading your phone, you can up the font, you know. Okay, don't go away. We got a lot to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Virtually anyone. anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.